There is a time to bid goodbye to the old and the ordinary, and to awaken the beauty within. That time is now. It is time to wake up and take charge of life. Awaken to a new way of thinking. Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Our topic, as usual, is Happiness Unlimited. Let's welcome Sister Shivani.
Om Shanti. Thank you so much.
Sister, we've been talking about humility, children, relationship, and I've been getting some beautiful things. Your humility makes you a learner in every situation. I'll just read one more line. When humility is lacking, ego comes, which doesn't let you learn from all the situations and people. Exactly what you've been speaking.
It's very beautiful. Every line, you could just think about it for hours. And you know, this is what, now early in the morning, instead of filling yourself with this accident, that crash, that violence, just fill yourself with something like this and see everything change. Just keep on using it and then see how it works. It's not going to come out 100% into my behavior today, but I use it. I see where's the obstacle. I see where I'm getting stuck. I see where's the benefit. Humility helps me to become a learner. What does this mean? I'll say, no, I'm always ready to learn. You know, the minute I stop myself like this, I'm already not learning first inside. I'll say, understood, but I'm always ready.
All my life I've been learning only.
Yeah, I'm ready to learn.
Till today.
Yeah. And yet, the minute someone says something to me, I react, which is a sign which says, I was right. That means I have nothing to learn. I have nothing to learn. I was absolutely right. I am ready to learn means I was right till now, but I have lots to do more. It doesn't mean I was wrong, but I was right up to now and up to my capacity. And I have the potential to enhance that. Someone says, you're very hot-tempered. It doesn't mean I'm very hot-tempered. It just means I was working on myself. I've reached till here, but I have the capacity to go there. But if I say, absolutely not, this is just the way I talk.
It's my natural way.
Yeah, I'm not angry.
My voice is like this.
Yeah. That means stop. Full stop. Because why did you say something to me which went against the image that I have of myself?
And I love that image of myself.
I'm very attached to that image. I don't love, I'm very attached to that image of myself.
Oh, sister, I've got to learn the difference between love and attachment.
Yeah, this is what. So it's not going to happen in one day. Now keep trying it the whole day. Wherever there is a disturbance, it's attachment. See, it's here. So now if something happens to this hand, it automatically happens to this. So if someone scratches here, it hurts here. Because we are attached. But now I detach myself from the images that I have created. So if someone says something, scratches, presses any number of buttons, I'm still like this internally. That's detachment. So every time I'm hurt, disturbed, I just stop and check, what's the attachment with? I came up with an idea and someone said, I don't think this is good and I'm hurt. What was my attachment? My attachment was that my idea was superb.
My attachment was also that I cannot take anybody saying I'm not good. I want people to encourage me and I want people to accept whatever I do. And I want people to speak to me softly, nicely. So many things I have.
Those are expectations.
Yeah.
Attachment is to the images that I have of myself.
Okay, I have made a painting. And I am expecting that everybody should say, wow. So I'm so attached to what here?
Here I'm dependent. And I'm attached to the idea that people's approval will only mean that I'm a good artist. That's my belief system. And this belief
says very good, then you get a report card, then you get an award, then so many things, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
You know what happens as a child? You're 3, 4 years old and friends and family come home and the parents say, recite that poem, sing that song, dance and show everyone. And then the child will do it and everyone will applaud and everyone will say, very good. Belief system. My performance, my behavior gets acceptance from everyone. Everyone likes this.
But isn't that encouragement?
See, every time to make me feel good, if I'm going to be dependent on public approval, every time I'm not going to get everyone's approval. I have to remember this.
So you live with this kind of an idea?
And then you're always waiting, na?
School friends' approval.
Every time.
Parents' approval, neighbors' approval, world's approval. Then the girl you find or the boy you find, their approval.
Everyone.
Then the in-laws' approval. So what do we do in childhood? You stop saying this?
It's not you stop saying this. You don't build this deep belief. How many times has it happened that a child has been honest and everyone applauded and approved of that? Whenever I go to schools, I talk to teachers. I said, child gets good marks, you give stars. You give them awards. Child has performed something in sports, whatever, you'll give certificates, you'll give stars. A child was honest today. You shout at him.
For example?
For example, I didn't do my homework yesterday. Ma'am, I didn't do my homework yesterday because I went out for a movie with my parents. How dare you do that? So I say, ma'am, I didn't do my homework yesterday because I was not well. Oh, what is the belief system that I've just put into the child?
Speak a lie.
Speak honest, you're going to get a shouting. Manipulate yourself and you're going to be accepted.
Then the teacher will say, Sister Shivani, I will teach my children to go for a movie and not do the homework.
No, it just means first, I appreciate the child for the honesty.
Two.
Excellent. You had the courage to tell me the truth.
Okay.
I just love this quality of yours and I'm going to share it with the entire class.
Then?
And then after that I say, but still, the act of not doing the homework was not the right thing. But if I just shout at the child for being honest, then we are growing up with the belief system, honesty doesn't work. What we need to understand is the value of honesty is way ahead of that little homework. If I have to put those two things on a balance.
But here the child is not having value between homework and honesty. He is having homework versus the film.
No, no, no. Right now, homework is more important or the honesty. Homework is important. Why? Because I want the child to do well. Why? Because I want him to pass. Why? So that he'll come first in class and then he'll get a good job. And then he'll get a good salary. But it ends there. His marks, his performance, his homework is only to get the first job. Full stop. And for that, our whole life is focused on all that. Getting that first job with his marks and his performance and his extracurriculars. All the performance oriented. Honesty. He was honest today, whereas everyone else is so scared to speak the truth. What courage. This needs to be appreciated about in the whole school so that the child understands that people around me like and appreciate values.
Not only the child, the whole school.
The whole school, yes, but right now it's first learning for
no?
the child. Yeah.
It's celebration for the whole school. Look, here's one boy who speaks the truth and openly and he's not.
So this is how we will, right now the belief systems that are being created are performance is appreciated. Values? Question mark. Okay, you're honest? Okay, good.
So the child, you know, like this, learns to speak a lie in school that I was not well, and he'll tell his parents at home, okay, I need to go for the movie with you all because I don't have any homework. I finished my homework at 6 o'clock.
It's a way of lifestyle. It's a lifestyle now. How many times do we think twice now before telling a lie? Do we stop, pause, think, and then tell a lie, you know? It comes very naturally. Now if I have to take a leave from office, and I'm going to say, sir, you know what, my wife's not well. Okay, no problem. And I go for a cricket match.
See, Sister Shivani, there's certain times life teaches you to tell lies. Because when I was a newcomer, my film producers were, I mean, I'm talking about small, not a big time person, small, they would never pay me. And I used to remember the assistant directors of my director and the small people, the light man, small actors. Sir, somebody's not well at home. What do you want to do with the money? What's the hurry? We'll take it tomorrow. For the superstar stars, they say, sir, here's your packet, here's your food. So this kind of a whole in lifestyle, unless this man speaks a lie, he won't get his money. He says, I've worked, give me my money. I'm talking about India. I'm not talking about the US or Canada. And there's so many such situations. Life so many times teaches you to speak a lie.
Life doesn't teach me to speak a lie. I choose to speak a lie in situations because I want to get my work done fast. And there are going to be a number of situations like that where I can justify my dishonesty. But every time I do it, I'm only reducing my inner strength. I can always have a justification. Even the child had a justification for telling a lie to the teacher, because then she would have shouted at him.
Punished.
Yes. So he has a justification.
Even shouting, that person in the company
has a justification, because he wants to go out with his family. He'll never get a holiday, so he tells a lie. If he tells the truth, the boss is going to sack him. He has a justification. Everyone has a justification. No one's doing anything without logic.
Then?
So it's a question of choice. Getting my work done faster, getting things done easily, being accepted by people and moving ahead, at the cost of compromising my inner strength.
So what is the value of your inner strength?
And there's no value today of my inner strength.
No.
That's what
I'm getting
say.
My things done. I'm going ahead in life. My things are working if I speak lies or maybe I...
And then
what?
I say, you know what? There's a vacuum inside. I'm feeling very hollow inside. Why? Because during the process of achieving and doing all this, I was emptying something inside which was filled. The glass here was filled, remember?
Yeah.
But I chose to spill it over these small situations, and then later on to big ones, and then later on to any and every situation.
So the glass here is of strength?
It's strength, it's my model. Power. And every time I choose to speak the truth in an absolute adverse situation where I might have to face any kind of consequences, I've just empowered myself. Because I have just given myself that courage, come on. Go ahead, straight into it. I am not compromising.
How does the strength help us in real life?
Then I will feel contented and full and happy and stable.
So this is what I wanted?
This is what I wanted, but this is what I kept dropping everywhere. And then I'm saying, I want, from outside. I was filled, I kept dropping it everywhere. And while I was dropping it, I didn't realize till the glass was almost empty. And then I said, why am I not feeling nice inside? Why there's so much vacuum? And then I said, my mind is not in my control, because I never listened to it. I never listened to it. My intellect was always guiding me, what's right, what's wrong. And I said, you keep quiet. Right now I need to get my work done. Don't tell me this. Honesty is good. Right now I have to get my work done. I put it down. And now, you know what? Our intellect doesn't give us directions anymore.
This is one point. Our intellect doesn't give us directions anymore. The other thing is you don't need to go to psychiatrists and all that and all that.
You won't reach till there.
And then you don't, you're healthy mentally and physically. And basically, the strength within also helps you in every manner, doesn't it?
See, if I have It's like any resource, no?
And also, don't you think you gain respect from others?
You gain self-respect first.
No, but if you are strong within, and if you have the mental strength, even if it's true, why do you think the richest of all people go and, bow down to the to saints like who have that kind of strength?
And then that saint, whatever he says, you will immediately want to do it.
Yeah.
Similarly, if that saint is a parent who's strong, powerful, integrity in life, very clean, whatever the parent says, the child will listen. And that's why we said humility will help others to transform. You won't have to use too many words. It's your energy which will go to them and they will want to change.
Probably in this, what you said just now, the child will go to such a parent instead of the parent going to the child.
And now most of us listening will say, but we are not saints. We are all saints. Each one of us. Because each one of us is a very pure, conscient being. And that's a saint. 100% purity is a saint. Now it depends on me how much I want to spill it off during my course of life. It's my choice. And I cannot say, oh, they live in ashram, so for it's so very easy for them. They don't have to go and earn. They don't have to look after their family. They probably have to do more challenging things. So let's not think about that. Let's look at where we are and what we have to do and how I can keep my glass filled. Because each one has the capacity to do that.
I told that to Kul Guru, Jagat Guru Shankaracharya. I said, Guruji, what is your work? You are sitting in this place in Aram and having fun. We look at me, my children, my family, my relatives, my business, this income tax, this tax and that. He said, Suresh, you have one family, one son, one daughter, and I have thousands of them.
Right now we are here in the retreat center in Delhi. There are about 200 brothers and sisters who live here, young boys and each coming from a different family, each one a different personality, a different set of sanskars. And then they come together in one place, one family, together, no hierarchy, equal. And then they're together 24/7, 365 days of the year. It's not 8 hours at work and then 8 hours at home. They're just here within one campus.
Oof.
And this is the retreat center. If you come to Mount Abu, there are 2,000 like that. How easy is it?
It's impossible.
It's happening practically. And they're working. It's not that they're just sitting and doing meditation the whole day. That's only half an hour in the morning. Every day is a new program. Every week is a new conference. Every week there are thousands of guests coming, going, taking care of everyone. 10,000, 20,000 people coming together at one time. This team of 2,000 people, like a family, is hosting everyone. They have lots of work to do.
And what about Dadi Janki?
And then the dadis.
She's taking care of hundreds of thousands, maybe 9 lakhs people.
8,500 centers. 8,500 centers in 130 countries. 15,000 surrendered sisters. If you have one is coming with their own personality traits and sanskars. They're not perfect beings who've come together. How easy can it be? And she's 95 years old.
I met her.
Yeah.
She's all the time smiling, all the time walking.
She ever shouted at anyone because they made a mistake?
Never.
If they can do it with 20,000 girls, if they can, 2,000 people can stay together in one place, 24 hours, four of us, and that to one family, blood connection, same sanskars, same personality traits, same background. We can't stay together in harmony.
And that to blood relation.
That's it, I said, blood relation. We can't stay together. We can't adjust with each other. We can't accommodate with each other. We can't tolerate each other's sanskars.
What is that one common thing which has kept all of them together?
Everyone's focusing on themselves. Everyone's taking care. I have to heal myself. So we are all purely selfish. I have to take charge because that's the only thing in my control. So even if there is someone from here in my way, I just have to take care and mold and move. That's all.
So
but
that
if I get stuck and say, why are you doing this? Why are you here? We are stuck.
Yeah, this beautiful answer you gave me. Because we always take care of, think about others. Why is my child behaving like this? Why is my daughter doing this? Why is my wife speaking like this? Why hasn't he woken up in the morning? Why can't he go for exercise? Why can't my daughter this? All the while my mind...
That's important. But without getting disturbed. See, staying in the ashram doesn't mean we don't care for each other. We really, really care for everyone we're working with. But we will not let their state of mind disturb us. So we will ask them to do things, we will tell them what is right, we will share, we might even direct, we might even instruct, but without getting disturbed. That is what it means, first taking care of yourself.
Humility makes you a learner in every situation. So this must be happening with Brahma Kumaris all around.
Absolutely.
When you face any criticism from someone, see what you can learn from it instead of feeling bad about it. Even things that go wrong have something to teach for the ones who are willing to learn.
Very beautiful. Just need to take one line and experiment with it the entire day.
That's why I'm so happy to read all this, and it's coming so close to what we speak.
But just to be humble, I just have to take care that I'm going to be a detached observer the whole day. You know, it's like, why do people go to a counselor? A counselor knows nothing about our family. Counselor knows nothing about the problem. The only benefit that you get by going to a counselor is a detached observer. So he's able to see the problem in the right perspective because he's detached. So there's no pain. He sees the problem in the right perspective, and whatever he says comes with the right energy. Even if one person in the family learns this art of becoming a detached observer, he's able to see everything and everyone's part in the family as a detached observer, it will change the way the house works.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I have sometimes realized that when I speak to a detached observer, my answers so many times come from within me only. Am I wrong here?
Because the mind is silent, no? There's something known as intuition, the inner. It's intuition, the tutor which is sitting inside. Now this intuition, this inner voice...
Oh, nice word. Intuition, the tutor who's giving you tuition from within.
Inside, provided you're ready to listen to him. We are looking for tutors outside. What do you think I should do? What do you think I should say? You tell me what should be my decision. We want counseling from everyone outside. The tutor is sitting inside and he'll give the perfect answer. Because only that tutor knows what's right for me. But to listen to that tutor, the top conscious layer of the mind will have to keep quiet. Then the tutor will speak. But if this top conscious mind is turbulent, angry, agitated, worried, tutor cannot say anything. If he's saying, I'm not listening.
Let's have a meditation, sister, on not being worried, angry and being stable and listening to the inner teacher, the intuition who's giving us tuition. And it was wonderful.
Thank you so much. Let's just sit back and watch our thoughts. No force, no pressure. Just watch them. And as we watch them, they will slow down. Because we're just becoming aware. we've just focused our attention on them. Any thought that comes right now, just let it go. I'm silencing my conscious mind, slowing it down, softening it like a little child. And now very carefully and consciously create a positive, pure and powerful thought. I am the master. I am in control, in charge of my state of mind. And from here, in control of myself, detached from any acquired identity, any other image, I watch the scenes of the drama. I am the actor on the stage, but even though I'm acting on the stage, I go and sit as an audience watching the drama. The audience, a detached observer. And now look at everyone's role and everyone's act in the true perspective. Enjoying and appreciating and accepting everyone's role and every scene in the drama to be accurate, perfect and beneficial for all of us. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. I hope you enjoyed. And I hope you all today listen to the teacher within, the intuition, the tutor inside us. Have a wonderful day.
When we learn something pure and positive, we need to take it as a tool and experiment it in the day. See how it works. Check the obstacles. Experience the benefits and hence empower ourselves. We have grown up with the belief system that performances are appreciated by people. Hence our self-esteem, that is, we feel good only when we perform well and our performance is accepted by others. Let us appreciate values and qualities in children and people around us, so that each of us is able to build our self-esteem on our core values and are not dependent on performances or public acceptance. When we live our lives by our core values, principles, and with integrity, then our energy of conviction to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on
099-99-744-555. Peaceful soul. Ye dwani. दी।